Recording in progress.
Good morning. We are coming together on August 2nd, 2024 at 9:03 in the morning for a county canvass of a recount, 2024 primary election recount post-canvass report. We have with us sitting on the canvass board today, Councilman Thomas, Councilman Strongberg, our county treasurer, Mike Jensen, our county assessor, Joy
Peterson.
How did I forget that? I'm Scott Wardle. And we'll turn the time over to our county clerk, Tracy Shaw, to give us the report.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So we didn't have our agenda last time.
We don't have an agenda.
We'll
do it after her report.
All right, thank you, Don, Dusty. Hey, thank you, board, for being willing to meet today with me and for being really accommodating in your schedules. I very much appreciate it. It really means a lot to me with you guys being able to move things around to be here today to get this taken care of. I really appreciate the support that you've shown our office during this recount. I also wish to publicly thank my staff and the other volunteers for their assistance during this process, especially Nikki Rash, who was right by my side through everything, and their efforts were invaluable during this process. For a general report of the recount, after performing our public demonstration of the election equipment, we began by publicly reviewing all of the uncounted ballots, and observers from both of the CD2 campaigns were present for this process. The review yielded that one additional ballot would be added to the count that wasn't initially included in the previous canvass, as it was found eligible to be counted, which was expected. The next step in the process was retabulating all of the ballots, and this process was very straightforward and without incident, although it did take approximately 7 hours to complete this step, so more physically demanding than we expected, but everything went smoothly with that as well. The next step was adjudication, or evaluating ballots for the voter intent corrections, and this process also went smoothly as far as completing that. But upon pulling results the first time, we did notice a small number of discrepancies in the results between the first canvass and the report that was pulled at that time, and obviously this bore a need for further investigation. So our team came together and we went to work to solve the mystery. And we identified the anomalies in three different precincts, and we studied those areas extensively. We performed several full precinct hand recounts to ensure that the data would be accurate, and after thorough and extensive data evaluation was completed, with the help of Councilman Wardle and Canvasser Joy Peters, we performed a post-election audit of 3% of all the election ballots that were randomly selected by the Lieutenant Governor's Office, which is quite a bit more than the 1% that's usually required for traditional election audits. And that audit yielded no discrepancies. So now, after completing that recount process that's outlined in state code, I come before you with 100% confidence to ensure that all discrepancies have been resolved and the reports that I presented to you are the accurate counts for the CD2 election. The election summary has been provided to each of you in print, and the full precinct summary, which was rather large, I have one copy that I printed that Councilman Wardle has, and you've all received that by email as well for your review. I welcome any comments, questions, and hopefully a motion to certify the results as final.
Are there any questions from the Board of Canvassers? Tracy, before we take a motion, I do want to, I've had the chance to be part of at least watching this process for the last week, knowing how important this is, and appreciate the integrity by which you and those in your office have not only administered this recount, but the diligence that you've shown in making sure that it is correct is very important for our integrity. So we really appreciate that. With that, I'll entertain a motion to accept the canvass report.
So moved.
A motion by Councilman Strongberg.
Second.
Second by Councilman Thomas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes.
Thank you.
I need
each of you to sign that document that Councilman Wardle has, and that will serve as the official report that I transmit to Lieutenant Governor's office.
Before we finish, we do have the minutes from the last council canvass meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last canvass? I have a motion by Councilman Thomas.
Second.
Second by Councilman Strongberg. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, I'll entertain a motion. Or let's vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, it passes. And With that, I know that I don't have to, but is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
We stand adjourned at this time.